glad he had the wherewithal to check houses. Tell him, let me get in. His face is sour. That's crazy. You know, he's probably said, well, I'm supposed to be taking my shower now. That's crazy. Anyhow, yeah, good work. I was quite worried, you know, about a little 6-year-old freezing to death in this weather. So, that's good. And, yeah, sorry about that FTG, I think it was. Sorry about that. I didn't know you were here. And, so, yeah, I'm going to work with you. We went from one usually in the morning, and then there's a few of us on another one, and then, you know, somebody comes down on another one. We all have our regular repeaters that we connect into, but two of the regular repeaters, for some reason, are offline this morning. So, it caused a little headache, is kind of what was going on. And, you know, some of us know the topography of the system a little bit better than others, so, you know, we can kind of get a 1,000-mile view and go, ah, I see what's going on. So, you know, it's, when you first get on and you notice, okay, something's going on here, you got to kind of, like, step back and say, all right, what do we got going on here on these linked network repeaters? So that's all it was. Simple goes. I think we might be on the LTS, which is the 142.175 out of Detroit, so I'm not sure on that, but I could be completely wrong on that. I don't think yet. That one was obviously. Anywho, Anthony, go ahead. Pass it over to Dakota. Take it back around.
Judges of Dakota.